I walked into the division manager's office a couple of weeks ago thinking I was maybe going to get commended for making my operation run 95% effectively. The goal was 70%. I believe we were the best in the district for effectiveness. I got praise from my manager for it, and he gave me a pen, so there was that. So it was quite a shock when the division manager told me I was being laid off. I'm sorry, what?
Are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff.
Welcome to the podcast, you guys. How's your day going? How are you doing? So yeah, the intro was accurate. I'm going to be unemployed here end of April. I did get a severance, but they eliminated my position. I don't 100% understand it all, and I kind of don't really want to at this point. But the reason I wanted to share this is because I wanted to do a mental health update, and this is pretty much all of it. It all revolves around this, so I got to share it. It's juicy though. It's real juicy gossip for you. It was a really odd experience. And I mean, it was night and day different from what I was expecting going into that, you know, and not in an arrogant way, like, you know, I'm the hot shit. They're going to praise me. But I literally just got done that week being commended by my manager. Like, and you know, I was gifted with a pen and a hearty thank you. And I know the guy that laid me off. This is what made it really weird. Cause I mean, I've had coffee with the guy and he didn't welcome me into his office or anything. He just motioned me to sit down and then like a robot reading corporate speak. You know, as you know, positions are being affected, downsizing. Your job was affected, was one of those that was affected. It's no longer available. You have 30 days. Here's your options. It was bizarro. And like my nature isn't to get mad at people unless you work customer service and you don't honor my return, then yes, I will get mad at you. So I lied. I do get mad at people, but I actually found myself feeling bad for the guy because I could tell it was hard for him. You know, he had to tell somebody who, you know, we kind of have a relationship that the position is gone. So that couldn't have been easy. And he's probably doing that a number of times. So for other people, and I'm just like, let's just get this over with. Yes, yes, yes. I understand the words you're saying to me. And then I left. I couldn't think. Maybe that was the shock of it. It was like this heavy blankness. You know, once you realize right up top, oh shit, I'm being let go. And then everything feels just heavy and the mind goes blank. I couldn't think. It's totally discombobulated. And so I went home. I want to say that I'm handling it a lot better than I would if I weren't on my depression medicine. So that thank God for that. But this would have sank me, I think. And it's so bizarre because it is a corporate situation. You know, the company's a $1 billion company and I'm just a number on a spreadsheet and that feels gross, but you know, that's the way it is. And there's a part of me that's really let down because I have my work ethic, you know, and what I brought to the company. My give-a-damns were really high for that place. And, you know, there's a part of me that's super scared now. And then there's a part of me that's actually kind of thankful because really all I want to do is serve you guys. Like I'm good at helping. That's my strong suit. I believe in people intrinsically. I believe in people while they're learning to believe in themselves and vice versa even. Like when I mentioned the layoff inside the ADHD Brother community, the rally of support in there was rad. ADHD people, God, they're so fucking supportive because we all know what this shit feels like. And I know I'm biased, but man, Mark, dude, that your post was poetry, dude, even though I didn't want to hear some of it. It was great. And that's why I believe it is so important for people like us. It's this level of support from people that get us, you know. My plan was eventually to be doing this full time. So I'm just, you know, helping people with ADHD and depression and getting paid to do that. That would be the ultimate for me. So I think this has just, you know, that fire has just lit a bit stronger in me now, which is my positive spin on this. And if you guys want to help me get to my number, it's 300 members. That's it in the community. I got 45 right now. If I get to 150 members, I don't need a supplemental job. That's my dream come true number. And then when I get to 300, that's the RV dream coming to life. That's my four-year plan. Got to wait for Alistair to graduate high school. But God, look, can you imagine that? Okay, 300 people, all with different strengths and different hurdles and different lives, all helping each other and getting support from each other. It's like 300 people achieving things despite their fucking ADHD. I love that. I just love the idea of it. This is clearly the advertisement. This is clearly the advertisement portion of this. This is fucking great. I would just highly recommend, if you guys were ever thinking about, like, you know what, I need an ADHD coach, join the ADHD Big Brother community. I'm not the only coach in there. You'd get multiple ideas for a fraction of the cost, and it's more fun than slogging it out on your own. You know, most of the time when I hired a coach, I don't know, raise your hand if this is you guys. I say this all the time. Like, I would have a great session, and in therapy, I would have a fucking great session. I'd get homework, and then I wouldn't do it. And then I'd scramble the night before the next session so that I don't look like an idiot. Getting support and daily accountability, it's really everything. Even if it's to have a safe place to say I didn't do the thing, that is so important for us, and I can't stress it enough. So if you're on the fence about it, I would suggest, hey, try it. There's a 7 days. If it doesn't work for you, just ask for your money back. I mean, I don't really give a shit if it's 10 days. If you don't like it, you can have your money back. Just don't tell me 40 days later after I've spent it. You know what I'm saying? And here's some more incentive for you. I'm really laying the salesman on thick. I know. I apologize, but not really, because it's a fucking great place. Coupon code April25. If you join in the month of April, then you get $25 off your first subscription payment. That's pretty freaking cool. And I'll put the coupon code and the link in the show notes. In my estimation, really, there's no better place for adults with ADHD to get their shit together than in that community. We're all ADHD big brothers and sisters in there. And I keep iterating it as I grow. Like, we have office hours where we get on a group Zoom and we discuss some hurdles to get group support. And also, I have updated our profile questions so, like, we can better connect with each other based on what our strengths are, what our hurdles are, and, like, what are we hyper-focusing on? Woodworking. Yeah, we got a couple guys in there that are posting some badass woodworkery. Minecraft. If you talk about Minecraft, I will talk to you forever. ADHD, depression, human behavior, anything related to that. And oh my God, you won't get me to shut up. Go to ADHDBigBrother.com. That's my big long advertisement. So what can I talk about today? What's some good podcasty topics for us? I mean, the timeliness of being laid off, I could talk about imposter syndrome, but like we did that last week and Dr. Matt literally nailed it. I don't think I ever even need to discuss imposter syndrome ever again. He covered it. We're covered. He's a goddamn genius. If you struggle with imposter syndrome, last week's episode, check it out. I mean, rejection sensitive dysphoria, that might be a good one because I've been on vacation. And at the time you guys are listening to this, the day it's released is my first day back since they laid me off. I mean, how awkward is that? So I have to go to work for a few weeks because, my separation date, quote unquote, is end of April. The funny thing is, I don't really give a shit about that. I think the awkwardness is probably going to come from everyone else. So we'll see. I mean, this is my first layoff experience. I'm just going to try to enjoy this fresh new experience. I'm in uncharted territory. You think they're going to be giving me like the side eye, watching to see if I become unhinged? I won't, because I bend towards self-loathing more often than not. Maybe we can touch on some job searching stuff. That's a good topic because there's resumes to update, job hunting services to look at. It's pretty much an instant overwhelm for me. So maybe it'll help for me to talk about what I'm doing, how I'm doing that as an adult with ADHD and depression, because I'm probably not the only one looking for a job. I do this stuff in work sessions. Like, if I say I'm going to spend the day looking for jobs, and I'll burn out so fast, it'll crush me. What I've been doing is 45-minute work sessions, and then sometimes that's even too much, so I might do a 30 maybe, and I just look for jobs for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, and then I take a break, and I do something else. All of it set on a timer, and sometimes for me, that will be like a guided meditation for my break, just lying down, also known as a guided nap, listening to spa-type music and somebody that walks me through the spirit world, or I'll do the dishes or something. I'll set a timer for 15 minutes and I'll just take a break. And then I might come back to the job search, or I might do a work session on resume updating to mix it up, or a brainstorm of types of jobs where I could look. And I predetermine the stuff that I'm going to do, like if I'm going to do 3 work sessions today, or if I'm going to do 1, and I keep my mental health top of mind. I'll throw in work sessions on building up the ADHD Big Brother community because that's my happy place. So I pepper it all in. The other thing I do is I talk about it. I think me 10 years ago would have felt a lot of shame in this. And I think there's remnants of that here. You know, it doesn't feel good to be 48 and about to be unemployed. But for the most part, my success with my condition is that I don't attribute it to being a big piece of shit loser. That's old me. And maybe that's the depression medicine working as well. Maybe it's because I'm part of a community and of these super supportive people. There's more chatter about not being a piece of shit. You know, it's about more about common struggles, so I don't feel alone. So that shame aspect hasn't really been applying, thank God. So putting it out there is easier for me to do. And that makes me feel a lot more hopeful about next steps, you know, what the next thing is going to be, right? I've been using the standard job search apps, and I don't want to promote any of them. So if you want to contact me, I'll share what I know. But I like the idea of working remotely. So I've been looking at that. And then one thing that a colleague was doing that I started doing myself is going to websites of companies and clicking on their career tabs to see what's going on there. And then I'm starting to reach out to my production friends to see what kind of gigs might be available. But what I'm really excited about is helping adults with ADHD and depression get their shit together full time from my RV, 4-year plan. Universe, I hope you're fucking listening and paying attention. Yeah, this episode feels a little bit more like, hey, let's talk about my shitty situation. Guys, I'm sorry about that. It's just top of mind. It's kind of the swirling thing in my head right now. So I don't have too much to add here. Just, you know what? I appreciate you guys. And I'm committed to you guys. This isn't me going, oh, now I have to take time for myself. And I'm not going to podcast for 3. I'm going to continue to update these every Monday. Hopefully with more positive news next time. You know, let's see. And let's see how people behave around me next week. Oh, God. Should I act like this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me? Getting laid off? Like, just sing-song my way into work? Oh, that would be so funny. I just want to be weird about it somehow. If any of you guys have ideas or creative ways for me to make the next few weeks at that job fun for me, let me know, because I'm weird like that. Just nothing mean. I can't be mean. Maybe let's switch gears a little. I'll just add a challenge here at the end. I can tell I'm a bit discombobulated still. My combobulates are pretty messed up. I need to bobulate a little. I need to get some recombobulating going on. So let's do this just to keep your needles moving forward. We all have shitty things we need to do, right? Job hunting, resume updating, cleaning, organizing. And they're oftentimes really overwhelming. And so we feel like we can't do them. Our body just says, not now. We'll do it later. So on our quest to find positive data points for ourselves, those are actually some seriously good opportunities. So the next time you're staring at a shitty task, and you're like, not now. Everything is saying don't do it right now. Set a timer for 2 minutes. I challenge you to set a timer for 2 minutes, 2 measly minutes, and move forward on it for 2 minutes. And that's your victory. That's your positive data point. You might only be able to get to the computer and open up the application for the software because the goddamn spinning wheel and then the timer goes off, but you moved forward on your task. You know, your bed might be 3/4 of the way made. Actually, you could totally make your bed in less than 2 minutes. I've done it, but the commitment is 2 minutes. And that's just to get you started. Whatever you do after that is the bonus, because you did what you said you were going to do for the amount of time that you said you were going to do it. And that's one data point that we can use. It's one data point I get for doing the thing that I said I was going to do. It means that I'm a badass and my skull spaghetti brain can go pound sand. Give that a thwack. Let me know how it goes. Or don't. I mean, if you're not thwackish. If you don't thwack things, fine, then don't give it a thwack. But if you do, let me know how it goes. Or even better, join the ADHD Big Brother community and let's all give this a shot together. Let's get our shit together. Together. That's my favorite. Alrighty, guys, that'll do it for me this week. I hope that little nugget at the end was helpful. podcasting is neat. And I hope y'all have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you later.